The ship started heading north again, going on the east side of the islands. We were scheduled to make stops in Barbados, Antigua, San Juan, and Nassau before going back to New York City. As we got closer to home, I decided to stay on the ship, as Sarah was feeling very tired, and I didn't want to jeopardize her condition. Dan and Aurora, Sam and Kara, took turns taking Dipper and Bobby off the ship. As much as a lot of these places seemed similar to me, they were still fascinated and wanted to see everything they could while they had the chance. Birch and Stan seemed to be one of the first in line to get off the ship as well. I had some fears as to why, but it was not my place to speculate without any real evidence. Still, I would like to set my mind at ease. Birch had also arranged for us to rehearse for our final concert and a couple of new songs on the way back to New York. That got me curious. So, after the ship left Nassau, I happened to catch Stan on the deck, watching the islands recede from our view. Oddly, Birch was nowhere to be seen. I decided that this would be my best chance to talk to Stan. Stan, do you mind if I speak with you privately?
What about?
It's about Birch. I wanted to get your viewpoint on it.
Well, can't we do it out here?
I'd rather not have to beat around the bush on the subject matter. Could you indulge me? Stan finally relented and followed me to the suite. Sarah was out sunning herself on deck, so the room was free. We went in and closed the door. First of all, I want to assure you that I'm not angry or upset with you. I know a lot about what both you and Birch have been through, but I need to put my mind to rest on certain things I'm concerned about.
Look, I'm more concerned than you are, trust me. I kind of had the feeling this was more about me than Birch, but, well, as close as you are to him, you sort of have the right to ask.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry for the deception, but I wasn't sure you would talk to me at all otherwise. I think you understand my concern. I just need to be sure that you aren't being, well, dishonest to Birch. I have invested a lot of time helping him recover, and I wouldn't want to see that wasted.
Neither would I. Do you realize how much I owe him? And not only has he been helping me with my therapy, but after my car wreck, he stayed by my bedside the whole time. I mean, he's pretty much the person responsible for saving my life. And now with this whole FBI investigation going on, I really need...
Wait, what FBI investigation?
What?
He only said you were having some problems and needed to be with you. Something about a new discovery. That was all he told me.
Oh, damn it, that's right. That's all I told him over the phone. Well, I guess I have no choice but to trust you now. Well, based on information I was able to supply, they've organized a raid on a huge child prostitution ring. They didn't let me know when it would happen, for my sake, but... Either they've already done it, or they're doing it within the next day or so, before we get back to New York. Well, my lawyer said I should skip town while that went down, so Birch invited me onto the cruise. To be honest, Stargazer, I'm really between a rock and a hard place here. I'm scared to stay on the ship because I'm afraid my other half will take over. Oh, thank God he hasn't, but I know he's still lurking about. And I'm just as scared to leave the ship because, well, I have no idea if any of those cells are here. My list was only for the States. But if they had one in Tijuana, I'd lay dollars to donuts there's one on these islands somewhere. And Birch has stayed close to me the whole time, and we've kept only the public areas. Oh, but these cells play for keeps. I mean, if they have an inkling I'm behind the raids, they could take both of us out.
My God, Stan. I had no idea.
Yeah, well, I'm a nervous wreck. I hope they get them all, or I could be in deep sludge.
I'm sorry I had any doubts.
No need to apologize. Frankly, I'm surprised you believe me. I mean, you gotta think that anyone who's done the things I did would say anything to make
From my understanding, it wasn't really you, was it?
Yes! Yes, it was! Well, yes and no. It was a different side of me, but it was still me. So I gotta take responsibility. Well, my therapist says that's the key to healing it. God, why does it have to be so hard?
I would not wish your condition on my worst enemy. I think you've set my mind at rest. Thank you, Stan. I extended my hand to shake his. He seemed a bit surprised at the gesture, but shook mine with a very firm grip. I could still feel the nervousness in him, however. I spoke with Birch during one of our rehearsals as well, and he verified everything Stan said. It's amazing to me. This is not the Birch I first met shortly before he formed the Beach Bears. As much as he has been through hell before, what he's been through since, I think it's worse. But he's a much better bear as a result. The last night before we were to sail into New York, we had our final concert. It also was our biggest crowd, seeing as everyone wanted to get in one more chance to actually meet us before the cruise ended. The theater was packed, but orderly and very appreciative. We performed a number of Caribbean-based songs, as well as our biggest hits, and as we reached the end, Birch got up to the microphone. As you may know, we often end our concerts with a local favorite, but on a cruise, it's kind of hard to decide what constitutes local. So we sprinkled in Caribbean songs throughout the concert. Instead, I'd like to pay a special tribute to someone who helped me get my start in music. Someone who taught me a lot. Someone who frankly wishes he hadn't taught me some things. But someone I am happy to call a friend. So tonight, the Beach Bears would like to perform this next song, which was written by him, Stan Grizzly.
You can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell is slowly go by, and dreams, the ones they picked, the ones you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and you know they truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the ones they picked, the ones you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and you know they love you.